Now, a sad note, Darcy Wakefield has died. She wrote commentary for us and for Maine Public Radio about her struggle with ALS, commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Her first essay on this program, in December of 2003, was about how much she loved running and how much she missed it.
I remember running like I remember the sun-filled beach days of my childhood. I remember running like many remember their first love, their first kiss, their wedding. I remember running and feel the ache of absence, the heavy reminder that my life will never be the same again. I am continuously mourning running. Even though I no longer run, I still have a runner's soul. It's trapped in a runner's body that won't run. My runner's soul longs to work off the stress of my recent diagnosis and the stress of not running with a good run. It doesn't yet understand what has happened to us. These days, I try to take pleasure in what now substitutes for running in my life. The other night, something told me to go down to the beach, and I did, even though it was late and dark. The beach was hard and smooth because the tide was out, and something told me to run. I ran around and around in circles. If you'd seen me, you wouldn't have called what I was doing running, but it was good enough for me. This is what I thought that night as I gave thanks. We are so lucky to be able to do this, all of our nerves and muscles working together as we move ourselves forward to do this thing we call running.
Darcy Wakefield was 33 years old when she recorded that commentary, just a few months after her diagnosis. Around that time, she stopped working at her job, teaching English at Southern Maine Community College. She continued to write for the rest of her life. She published two books. Darcy Wakefield died on Saturday at the age of 35. She is survived by her parents, her brother and sister, her partner, Steve Stout, and their son, Sam. She was a writer to the very end. She wrote her own obituary that appeared in the Portland Press Herald today.